Don't be cruel, Emily cried. Let me stay. I'm not really a bad woman. Please let me stay.
No, Rosa shouted. Go. I hate you.
Rosa hurried out of the room. She did not see Martha and me in the darkness. She passed a man on the stairs without seeing him. It was Mr. Peggotty. He was holding Martha's letter, and he went into Emily's room. We could hear her crying.
Emily, my dear, we heard. At last I found you. Thank God. Don't cry, my dear. Now you're safe.
I won't stay here, I told Martha. If Emily sees me, she'll feel worse. Mr. Peggotty will come to my house and tell me about her. Thank you, Martha. I left her and went home. That night, Mr. Peggotty came. Dora was upstairs in bed. He told me all about Emily.
I'm very happy, he said. I've found her at last. She's had a terrible time, but she's more cheerful now.
Last night she told me everything. When she came back to England, she met Martha. Martha saved her. She took Emily to her room and looked after her.
What will you do now? I asked.
Emily can't live in Yarmouth, he said. The people there know her well, and they know her story. It will be too difficult for her. So we'll go away. We'll leave England and move to Australia. But we can't go for a few weeks. I need to give Mrs. Gummidge some money and find a house for her. Then we'll leave.
At that time, Peggotty, my old servant, was living in Ham's house and looking after Ham.
Your sister will be sorry, I said. She won't go to Australia with you, will she?
No, I don't think so, Mr. Peggotty replied sadly.
Mr. David, he went on, I have a letter here for Mrs. Steerforth. I'm sending her the money that Steerforth gave Emily. Will you take it to her?
Yes, I promised. I will.
And will you come to Yarmouth with me and see my sister? That will make her happy.
Yes, of course I will.
So I went to Yarmouth with Mr. Peggotty. I saw Peggotty, and then I went for a walk with Ham.
Mr. Copperfield, he said, you'll see Emily. She knows that I forgive her. I love her, but I can't see her. She needs a happier life now. I don't want her to think of me and of the past.